Coming up on 5:45 and 66 degrees. And that leads us to the best 5 minutes of the day with our buddy Jason Cans, my brother from another mother. But good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you as well.
You say you slept okay last night?
I slept well last night, yes. That's a nice thing when that happens.
That makes all the difference in the world, you know?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I added a small fan. We keep our house is air conditioned, but I added a small fan, and that has helped tremendously as well.
Oh, yeah. We got a bedroom air conditioner.
I don't know if it's the white noise.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the noise.
The white noise or what?
So the fan like blows right good. On. It blows right on you.
I have it kind of blow right past me, so I can roll over into the stream of the fan if I want to, or have it blow right on me or move out of it. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is our second parking lot picnic today. Ohana Pizza and Olson's Ice Cream, inflatables from Rock and Roll to Go Plus for the kids, water balloons. We are building 20 beds for Sleep in Heavenly Peace because no kid goes without a bed in our town. So, and we talked to Derek Laufenberg from Sleep in Heavenly Peace yesterday. He says they've done 438 beds over the time they've been here, I think, Eau Claire and Chippewa County. So that's pretty good.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great service, an important service. And the Ohana Pizza and Olson's Ice Cream, that sounds wonderful as well.
Food that you don't eat, though, basically.
Yeah, it, as I've said before, I kind of go through streaks where I eat far too much of that stuff. I'm currently in a place where I'm not eating a ton of that, but yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There we go. All right. Yeah, you know, it is. I hear you on that, you know. You start going down that road, and just like in anything, it might not be food. It could be any one of a number of things where you go, all right, what is it that turns you back? What is it that makes you say, I should probably exercise, right? It's just kind of getting too far.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it seems to be different points all the time. So
we got questions 22 through 24 in your personality quiz today. Here we go.
Great.
Getting to know Jason. Number 22, does interacting with strangers A, energize you, or B, tax your reserves?
I would say A.
I would totally say
A.
I
enjoy A.
Yeah, it totally energizes me. 23, facts. Do they A, speak for themselves, or B, illustrate principles?
Illustrate principles, B.
Tell me why.
I think people can often misuse facts, and I think what we're trying to get is at the principle that's underneath each of the facts. So, I can come up with a fact, and another person can come up with a fact that may contradict one another, and I'm always interested in what's the principle underneath.
And we could certainly talk. I mean, it's the whole idea. Somebody claims something's a fact, and then that becomes a dispute. And that has been heightened in recent times, isn't it?
Without a doubt. Yes, absolutely.
All right, question 24. Do you find visionaries and theorists, A, somewhat annoying, or B, rather fascinating?
B, rather fascinating.
Okay. All right, there we go. Yeah. We're working our way. There's 70 questions before we can completely figure Jason out and explain him to you. But all right, I think we're diving in. Matthew 5:46 and 47 from the Sermon on the Mount today. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says, if you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that.
Mm. Boy, this is from some of the best here, right? This is filet mignon of the Sermon on the Mount. All right. In the Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, he takes it this way. Loving people who agree with you about everything is the easiest thing in the world. Even criminals can love like-minded people. Kindness for your kindred is a natural response. Loving like Jesus is supernatural.
Yeah, you know, that, again, I think the world we're living in, I feel that even more intensely, not only in the world out there, but within me. I think, again, that idea of it's very easy to give attaboys and attagirls to people who think like I do, but to actually love intentionally those who may think very opposite me. It takes intention. It takes effort to be able to do that.
And yet we're called to be like God. It says Ephesians 5, be imitators of God. And in fact, God loves people unconditionally, and we're called to. So good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, friend.
Talk to you
tomorrow. Our friend Jason Kanz on WWIB. And we've got breaking news. Yes, breaking news. Just moments ago, learning that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned. He will remain the UK Prime Minister for now, but Boris Johnson resigning this morning. Good grief, my daughter Grace is in Great Britain. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said it is clearly the will of his Conservative Party that there should be a new leader as he has announced his resignation. Johnson, AP reporting that Johnson said today that he'll remain as British Prime Minister while a leadership contest is held to choose his successor. So there you go. Breaking news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson resigning this morning. My wife just messaging me here that the power is out all along Birch Street in Eau Claire. Went out around 6:30 this morning. She's at the Thursday Rotary morning meeting in Eau Claire this morning. So again, power out there along Birch Street in Eau Claire. Caleb, we got a lot of breaking news this morning. Let me start on the international scene. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, resigning this morning amid some ethics scandals. Also, we've got my different family members involved because I've reached out to my daughter, Grace, like, hey, what's the reaction there? She says, the house I am in is glad.
That's so cool. Again, this is the news coverage and the news service that you get with WWIB. The Halversons are everywhere.
And so Peggy Halverson let us know that power's out all along Birch Street. Went on around 6:30 this morning. She's out at a Thursday morning Rotary meeting. She says, from 53 to Phoenix Park. So we're getting that clarification.
Yes.
From Highway 53 to Phoenix Park, the power is out.
So Dawson and Elena, what news are they breaking this morning?
I don't know. I got to check with them.
Collections. I used to collect stamps when I was younger. The thing about it, though, Halva, was that they were canceled stamps because I wasn't going to go. I was a kid. I wasn't going to go out and buy stamps, new stamps. So I just collected canceled stamps from letters that we got. But this is a very interesting collection,
yeah,
to say the
sure
least.
Is.
It's from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So is it Maseratis? Is it marble sculptures?
No.
Nope, it's Pepsi cans. The Italian owner of the world's largest collection of Pepsi cans broke his own Guinness World Record when his current total was verified as including 12,402 different, all different, Pepsi cans.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Christian Cavalletti originally earned the Guinness World Record for largest collection of Pepsi cans in March 2004 when his collection was tallied at 4,391 pieces. But since 2004, give him 18 years, and he's nearly tripled it.
Yeah, wow.
Cavalletti said he and his brother Eduardo began collecting Pepsi cans in 1989 after becoming enamored with the Back to the Future trilogy. The brothers collected items related to the films, including a futuristic can of Pepsi Perfect from Back to the Future Part 2 that then branched out. And this just keeps going on. The collector said he owns cans from 81 different countries, and the oldest dates from 1948, the first year the beverage was sold in a can.
Now, your brother did something like this?
He did. So I don't know if people remember, this is going to date me too, but the first Star Wars that came out, I mean, at least in my waking years, you know, not when I was really, really young, but 1999, Star Wars Episode 1 came out, The Phantom Menace. And it's like, okay, Star Wars in 10 years, you know, I was... less than 10 years old. But anyway, so that came out, and Pepsi and Mountain Dew had special cans with all the Star Wars characters on them. And so my brother decided he wanted to collect them. I think there were 32 or something. And literally, I remember we even looked like, because we didn't buy a ton of Pepsi, and it was hard to find those cans. So we even would look like around the dumpsters and stuff when we were out at Silver Lake in Cumberland, and it's like, oh, I found a such and such. You know, oh, there's the Darth Maul can. There's the Anakin Pepsi can. And he collected them all. Mom made us wash them off first. But he collected them all, and he put it on the shelf by his window, and he got them all. He did. And I don't know if he still has them, but I remember he went to a ton of work that summer to collect every single can. But it was not 12,402. It was like 32.
Yeah, well, still, it makes you realize a lot goes into that for sure. All right, well, after 2 years off due to the pandemic, the Running of the Bulls is back in Pamplona, Spain. The running begins today, and it runs through July 14th. Caleb, are you going?
I wasn't planning on it. I'd love to go to Spain. Uh-huh. I hear the rain falls mainly on the plane there, but I have no desire to be chased by very, very large animals with sharp, pointy horns.
But what if I gave you some tips? British author and bullfighting expert Alexander Fisk Harrison did run with the bulls at Pamplona for a number of years, and some time ago he shared some tips, and we've got them for the listeners this morning.
All right, here's the tips. If you plan to be headed over there, maybe you're coming to our picnic and then flying out to Spain.
I think so. Kind of summer vacation plans. Go ahead.
Tip number one, he says, is plan. Watch as many videos as you can and realize that you must be physically, psychologically, and technically able to run between thousands of idiots, among which will appear, as though by magic, half-ton-plus wild animals with swords attached to their heads.
Why would somebody do this? Number two, second tip on running with the bulls in Spain. Do not interfere with the bulls. Do not touch them. Some people seem to think it's a game to hit them with newspapers. This is a game that leads to people in wheelchairs or the grave.
Probably not one that Hasbro or Mattel is going to come up with anytime soon. And a final tip from a bullfighting expert, someone who's actually been nuts enough to run with the bulls, is the real guy. He says, if you get knocked down, stay down. People have died by trying to get up and thus putting their vital organs at horn height. Ow, that makes me wince just thinking about it. He says the herdsmen in green polo shirts who run with canes will intervene to take the bull off you, as will the experienced runners.
Wow.
Let's just do the Eau Claire Marathon or something instead.
Is there anything even close to this that we do in the U.S.?
Oh, man.
I mean, where we have wild animals coming down the street chasing people for a whole week?
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe some of the ways people celebrate the 4th of July.
Maybe, I guess. All right, got some more great music and lyrics you can trust on the way. But first, be nice to coworkers even when they don't deserve it.
When you spend 8-plus hours each day in the same space with the same people, it's easy to notice all the reasons that they give you not to be nice, right?
I just want to say, I mean, I've been doing the morning show going back to the late 80s, off and on, but a good chunk of that. And it's the closest thing to being married. I mean, you know, 2 hours a day in the studio with somebody or longer, you know, so things get tested.
You spent a lot of time with these people, right? And according to a study, and again, the Bible could tell you this, but according to a study, being nice to your coworkers, not just tolerating them, but actively working to make their day more pleasant can make things better for you too. I mean, and I love it when studies confirm what the Bible's been teaching for thousands of years. Pretty cool that they actually did a study on this.
Yeah, absolutely. And so over the course of the study, participants filled out weekly surveys on their happiness levels. And so it turns out that be nice to your coworkers, not just tolerating them, but actively working to make their day more pleasant can make things better. You know, I love that. We tried to train our kids with Philippians 2:4. Consider others' interests more important than your own.
Yeah, and again, with this study, too, that, you know, again, they were judging people's happiness levels and judging them as well, too, when they were given special instructions like, you know what, bring somebody a coffee or give them an extra thank you or something like that. And how do you feel after that? And it turned out, wow, I feel pretty good when I'm kind to others. Speaking of kindness, I have to give a shout out to our friend Paul. You know him from the drive here in WWIB, Paul Willarius, Paul Anthony. And he brought his daughters are opening a brand new, shout out to Whirlybird Coffee Company in Chippewa Falls, a brand new coffee shop opening. It's phenomenal. Everything we've tried, and they're opening July 11th is their grand opening. So coming up next week on Monday. But Paul brought us some amazing, like cinnamon caramel rolls yesterday. And these are like plate sized.
Huge.
And they were just, did you get one? Or did we eat them all? Okay, yeah. And you pop those things in the microwave and they were fantastic. But anyway, it was just a thing like that. When Paul comes in the morning, and we, again, he's been having us taste some different things from time to time as they're working on the menu. When a coworker comes in bearing sweet gifts like that too, it just really starts your day off on a great note.
So you're saying you like Paul more now?
I like him the same, but I appreciated the extra gesture yesterday.
Very good.
My love is not conditioned on receiving gifts.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. I know a lot of people who have met through online dating apps. I just this morning was thinking of my friends Destiny and Matt. They met through an online dating app. And I told you, Caleb, off air, on one occasion, three different couples in a small group we were with all had met and married through an online dating app, and they were different apps.
Yeah, and again, some really great positives. Uh-huh. And then there's the odd side as well, too. So, you know, there's some two sides of a coin.
So what we have before us this morning is some people have some odd and even occasionally unusual descriptions in their profiles. We've got
you
some
only get
to show.
One chance to make a first impression.
Right.
These people made an impression, all right. So,
they did.
Again, things that people have actually put on their dating profile. Quote, I have little or no empathy with other humans.
Boy, that would... I would
Sounds
not...
like a keeper, Mom.
No. Run for the hills. All right, here's another real online dating profile. I do not understand and love animals, but I'm not above eating the tasty ones.
Well, I think they said I do understand.
Okay,
I do understand.
Right.
I understand them. I love them. But if they're tasty, I'll eat them.
I will try to read the other ones better. Go ahead.
Here's one that says... I'm going to actually put this on the profile. If you want a socially awkward, nerdy, redneck carnivore with road rage issues on a part-time basis, then hit me up. How do you even dig into that one?
Here's another one. My hobbies are binge-watching TV shows and binge-eating marshmallows.
All right, then. Odd things that are actually on people's dating profiles. If I do meet someone, she will have to understand that I will spend more time away than with her.
Now that, you know, relationships...
Run.
Often do work out that way, but basically, like, let's meet so we can stay apart.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's another one. Don't be surprised if my sister comes along on a few dates.
All right.
I would be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. And one more thing that someone actually put on their dating profile. Again, first impressions. Hobbies include stretching earthworms until they nearly break.
Oh, that's the man of my dreams right there. So.
All righty.
All right.
But there are good ones out there.
Yeah.
There are good ones out there. Just take a hard pass on these.
I'm not sure how successful those were.